I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A Texas man was arrested Friday on federal charges that he left a threatening voicemail message for a Boston doctor who provides care to transgender people, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Massachusetts. The man, Matthew Jordan Lindner of Comfort, was charged with one count of transmitting interstate threats. Comfort is in Kendall County, about 50 miles northwest of San Antonio. Lindner, whose company, Lindner Ammo, was a federal firearms licensee in 2019, is accused of leaving a voicemail message on August 31st threatening to kill the doctor, who works at the Boston-based National LGBTQIA+ Health Education Center. An FBI agent stated in an affidavit that after the phone call to the Boston doctor, Lindner called two other phone numbers assigned to a Rhode Island university where the doctor is a faculty member. The calls were made from the company's number. Lindner was arrested Friday morning and made an initial appearance in the Western District of Texas. He is being held without bail, according to the New York Times. He will appear in federal court in Boston at a later date. If convicted, he could face up to 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of up to $250,000. InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has filed for bankruptcy in a Texas court after being ordered by multiple courts to pay almost $1.5 billion in total damages to the families of Sandy Hook shooting victims. The Austin-based media personality with an influential reach spent years falsely calling the 2012 school shooting that killed 20 elementary school students and 6 adults in Connecticut a hoax. His false claims about the shooting prompted many of his listeners to harass the families of the shooting victims. Jones's main company, Free Speech Systems, filed for bankruptcy in July during the Sandy Hook damages trial in Texas. Three of his other companies, InfoWars, Prison Planet TV, and IW Health, filed for bankruptcy in April before Jones told his audience that his finances were totally maxed out. However, during a Texas court hearing in August, attorneys for Sandy Hook parents said evidence from the contents of Jones's phone indicated his revenue has remained healthy, including bringing in over $800,000 daily during CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. Besides the Sandy Hook defamation trials and damages verdict, Jones had also been dogged over the past few years by the response to his central role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, including being subpoenaed and questioned by the U.S. House Committee investigating the insurrection. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Texans Care for Children. Visit the new Texas School Readiness Dashboard at txreadykids.org for the latest data on pre-K, child hunger, child care, health care, and more. 2023 is approaching fast, and before we know it, a new legislative session will gavel in. Get an inside look at what's ahead for Texas when you join us December 8th in Austin or online for the Texas Tribune's preview of the 2023 legislative session. Hear from newly elected officials, incumbent lawmakers, and more on what to expect next year. Learn more and RSVP at texastribune.org/events.